My great, well, he was a very close courtesy uncle, worked for the head chief designer of T&M Bairstow at Sutton, where my grandfather started work. And he worked his way up, a chap called Arthur Bottomley, to be head designer. And he had to create, I think, twice a year, about 200 different designs. They were commissioned at T&M Bairstow to create some dress cloth for the Queen when she was getting married to Prince Philip in 1947, I think it was. Arthur, as head designer, did this. And my father used to say that he saw this cloth and it was so fine. He did it, he wove it in with a very grey thread, but the wool thread was so fine that he had to twist it with some alginate, which is a seaweed derivative, to just give it a bit of strength during spinning and weaving. And then in the finishing process, the alginate would be washed out of the cloth. It was soluble, and you were just left with the woolen cloth. Dad said he saw this cloth. He said it was so fine you could hardly feel it when you touched it, but it was so opaque you couldn't see through it. And one of my father's cousins, who was a weaver there, she said to Dad one day, she said, "I wish that Arthur Bottomley had stayed home." But she'd have this job of weaving this